Yes. Yeah, put that thing out. You know, on, did you see that in the shul, that sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they have the riddle. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
I don't know how they think of it. Keep it good to see you. Well, let's go. Let's begin. He was supposed to call. He called me. The Tana was supposed to call in. All right, he'll call. All right, here we go. You ready? Let's finish up the previous sugya. Thank you. You look. Did you look up the Shittim Gebetzes?
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin. We got a lot to do, Bishim. Okay, let's finish up the previous sugya, and then we have to go on. Start the next sugya. Okay, yesterday we learned that in the name of Reb Chiya Bar Ashi or Marav, that there are three tkifas, three immediacies. And we said that the Taz said that all the same amount of time. Taz had this opinion, all three of them. That was the Taz Ashita. And we said that was the Ritva and the Taz said like that against the Nitziv and the Emek Shela, who said they're not all the same time. He said there's three general umbrellas, and they all have their own different times. And throughout Shas, there might be other mini tekifas, but you have to fit them into this umbrella, those three umbrellas. Okay, the Gemara quoted two brachas. Gemara quoted two psukim for this concept. The first the Gemara quoted, Abai add on a third tekifa, and that is, I wanted to find where this says in Shas, but we'll find it tomorrow, Blinetter. But it says that anyone who hosts a Tamil Chacham, his nechassim will be blessed. So that's what it's referring to. Tekef l'tamadei chachamim, it's a bracha. So that means, what'd you say? Misafe b'afar aglayim? Yeah, but there's a statement in Shas, I forgot where it is, that if you misarech, tamadei chachamim beso, it's misbarach nechassim. I forgot where that is, l'maisa. But the first klal the Gemara quotes is that Lavan, when he told Yaakov said, I got to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, where are you going? He says, you know, I checked through my nechushim. What are nechushim? Whatever it means is, you know, his wizard stuff, whatever he did. He said, and you know what? All the bracha that I've got is really because of you, Yaakov, because so can you stick around? So that's the first marker. And the second marker is that Hashem blessed the house of the Mitzri, Potiphar, because of Yosef. So those are the two makaros that if you house a Talmud Chacham, you'll be able to be blessed. So firstly, I want to mention right off the bat is that the Maharsha comments that the word taketh means immediately. How do we know that? Because Yaakov said to Lavan, V'yavarcho scha l'ragli. What does l'ragli mean? That as soon as you came in my house, I got blessed. That's what the Ibn Ezra says in the Pasuk too. So the Maharsha and the Ibn Ezra say, as soon as you came in my house, I was blessed. So that's how we know the word tekef means miyad. Now, the Sefer Ukdushu Uvracha says, we learn it from something else. I want you to get this. It says, biglalecha, not ba'avurecha. What does biglalecha mean? Because of you. Immediately when you came into the house, niskalgal adover, the matter rolled and I was given a bracha. And that's what the fact it says, biglal, okay? It's interesting because the word biglal is in both psukim, biglalecha and biglal. Do you notice that? So the word biglal means it rolls, it happens immediately. So if I ask you, where do we see the word takef means miad, is number one is from the concept of what the Maharsha says, yavarcho schol l'ragli. That's where it says by Yaakov and Lavan. And the Sefer Kedoshu Bracha says it says biglalecha and biglal. That also means immediately. Now, the mashmalos of the sugya, that's the first nakuda. Asher, are you with me on this? The next nakuda is please, let's conquer. That's the first nakuda. Second nakuda is, what was the nature of the bracha? Let's get it down. So, the mashmalos of the sugya is that it was a bracha of money. Okay? And the truth is, it says it beferish in the Chumash. So that's what the Maharsha says, and the Sfornu says, that he was given bracha with a lot of wealth, he got sown, he got property.
Who says it?
This is what the Maharsha and the Sfornu say on the Pasuk. That the bracha, and that's the Pashup Shat in the Sugya. The Pashup Shat in the Sugya is, is that he was blessed. He was blessed with what? With property. That's what it seems. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Now, there is a different shot. If you look in Rashi and Chumash, in Bereishis Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed, Rashi says the bracha is referring to kids. Before Yaakov came to base Lavan, Lavan had no children. From the time that Yaakov came into the house, he was blessed. And he had kids. What'd you say? It says Bonim. Rashi says Bonim, yes. No. Rashi says Bonim. He himself, he was the son of Besuel. He himself had not had kids. So Rashi says, from the time that Yaakov came in, Hashem gave him a bracha and he had kids. So, Lamaisa, if you look in the Re'ein, he has the word, the Re'ein. Remember we always said there's super commentaries on Rashi? Then we have a sefer in the shul that has 11 Perushim on Rashi, the Re'ein, the Gerari, the Sifte Chachamim. He says it was both. Both wealth and both kids. He says, Gam Bonim. Please get it. Besides for the Tzon. So basically, if I ask you, what are the three possibilities of the bracha they received? Either wealth, either kids, or both. You got it? That's the second nekuda. The first nekuda is, how do you know the word miyad? Okay, Viter now. Number three. And you guys are very astute on this. Please get this. Asher, are you please getting it down as an outline? You got it? The first was what? The first one, how do you know, is miyad? It means take it. And what was number two? What was the nature of the bracha? Yes? Number three now. Let's get it. You with me, Akiva? Number three. You guys are very astute with this. Why is there a need to have two psukim? Why is there a need to have another pasuk? There's something wrong with the first pasuk for our topic. And that is the following. It could be, now Lavan has basically took over the house. Besuel, the Rashi quotes, Amalek killed him, right? But Besuel is about to take over. Rashi Alatir says, Amalek came and killed Besuel. You remember that? You guys remember that? Look at that parsha. Rashi says Besuel was killed, Lavan took over the house. So in a certain sense, even though Yaakov, Lavan was going to become Yaakov's brother-in-law, in a certain sense he became like, in quotes, the father-in-law, right? Now David HaMelech called Shaul his father-in-law Avi. It was a big covenant that he called him. You guys, when you get married, you'll call your father-in-law, you'll call your father-in-law dad or whatever, Abba. It's a nice thing to say. You don't call him by his first name. It's a terrible thing to call your parents by their first name. I see this sometimes. The lack of covet. I couldn't hear you. What?
In-laws,
you shouldn't call by the first name. There's a mitzvah of covet. Kibud avim applies to in-laws too. So we find Lamaisa. It's a very important mitzvah. We find that David HaMelech calls Shaul, and he was not nice to him, Shaul. Shaul tried to kill him, right? And he still says Avi. He still calls him my father. Where's in Shmuel Aleph, Pirach Avdal, supposed to get Aleph? It's very fascinating. Rashi quotes in Masechah Shabbos as well. So I want you to get this. Maybe you'd have a Havamina because why? Because he had such a what? Because Yaakov was related to Lavan, Lamaisa. And because of that, because they're related, Hashem make him, give him a bracha. But how do you know a strange Talmud Chacham, your house will be what? How do you know a strange Talmud Chacham, your what? Your house will be blessed? That's the second pasuk of Yosef. Get it down. The first pasuk you might have said is only a raya for what? A relative. If you have a Talmud Chacham as a relative, you house, and you give him machnas zorchem. Who says if it's a Talmud Chacham you're not related to, you'll be blessed? Comes the second pasuk and tells me this. It's a very interesting chiddush. Yes. The problem with the first pasuk was that maybe it's only a raya that if you have a guest, the Talmud Chacham, who's your karov, who's your relative, Lamaisa, and he was going to be his brother-in-law, like, quote, father-in-law, Lamaisa now. It wasn't his father, it was literally brother-in-law, but you know what I'm saying. He took over the house. So it could very well be, that's why Hashem blessed him, because they were in a krovin. But how do you know if you have a Talmud Chacham who's not related, you'll be blessed? Comes the puzzle by Yosef. Yosef wasn't related to Potiphar at all. So that's the first shot I want you to get. Yes, go ahead, Sam.
Why do you need the raya that, of the Rashi, but the Sewell that Lavan was kind of like his father-in-law?
You don't need to. You don't need to. But the Ben Yoyada, the great holy Ben Ishchai, says this shot. I guess he wants to say that he was kind of like the closest. You know, it's building it up. He became like the balabas. You're right. He became the balabas of the house, though. So maybe because he became the balabas of the house and then related, that's why Hashem gave him a bracha. Kamash Mala, not. You follow me? Who says this? Ben Yo-Yo. That's the first answer. Number one. Yes, quickly, Shmuel. Go ahead. What'd you say, Nate? Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada Sefer on Shas is called the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yishchai Sefer on Shas is called the Ben Yoyada. Okay? Very important. Okay, another answer. Let's go. Ben Yoyada gives a second answer. I want you to get it. The Gemara says in Chulin and Peidalin and Beis that Lavan had a lot of flock. And when you have flocks, it makes you rich. It makes the owners rich. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Ma'ashro says Balem. Whoever owns flock is a good investment. Okay? So therefore the Gemara says it makes the owner wealthy. So you might have had a Havamina that what? The reason why Lavan got blessed with good millions because he had flock. Who says it's because of who? Because of Yaakov. Kamash Mulan, that's why we need another Pasuk. Okay, that's the second answer that Ben Yoyada says. One sec, let's go through the four answers. Number three, the Imre Noam says a third answer. The Imre Noam says, I don't like the Raya from Lavan. It's not such a great Raya. Because he said, Nichashti v'Yivarcheni Hashem b'Galecha. What is Nichush? Nichush is all these black magic stuff. How do you always tell them the truth? Even though Lavan says, oh, I know I was blessed because of you, Yaakov. He's saying he got this through Nichush. How do you know he's telling the truth? Maybe he's a liar. Therefore, we need the second pasuk by Yosef. Okay? That's the third answer I want you to get. That's from who? That's from Imre Noam. And number four, fourth answer is from the Chidah. What's the Chidah say, Franchas? Pesach Einayim. The Pesach Einayim. He says, beautiful, Lamaisi. You know, I there's no difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim by me. You know that by us. There's no difference. You see how you always ask me to quote the... It's all part of our always saying over. You're wearing the Chidah Sitzis? What do you mean Chidah? As a what?
He has a shita
for the... Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, how to do the ksharim in me. Okay, very good. So the Chidon, the Pesach Einayim says like this. He says, from Lavan, there's no raya. Why is it no raya? Because there's no raya, the bracha came immediately at all. Maybe the bracha came after a certain amount of time. Right? Because Lavan seems to say that he had to do nichush to cause the bracha. So that maybe took a certain amount of time. Therefore, the Gemara says, maybe it's not such a good raya that it came miad. Therefore, it quotes from Yosef. So, and it says Beferish, Lomais, you bring a riot from Potiphar, it says Miyad Hifkid also, Yivrach Hashem is Bes HaMitzri. There you see clearly, Lomais, that the bracha was what? The bracha was takeif by Yosef, and the bracha was also, once you know that, then you could also go back and say the bracha was takeif by who? By Yaakov. But if it wasn't for what? If it wasn't for the riot from Yosef, you might have not known that. That's the fourth answer the Chidah says. The Gemara thought it was a raya. The Gemara says maybe it's not such a good raya because maybe you could say because through the nichush caused it to be after a certain amount of time. No, you see from the pasuk from Potiphar, me'az hifkiroso v'yavarshim misri. That means that happened. The ma'isa happened immediately. So too the bracha happened immediately by who? By Yaakov as well. Okay. But that's what the Ibayasim is showing. That's why the Gemara wanted to quote it. So to summarize, four terutzim. The first answer, the problem was with what? The fact that it was what? A karov. Excellent. Second answer is what? The fact it might have been because of the flock. The third answer is because it might not even be the truth, the nichush. And number four is, you might have thought it's delayed. Comes Yosef's pasuk and shows it was immediate. That goes back and tells us that the other, by loving, it was immediate too as well. Now, Shmuel, you had a kasha. You got it? You got? Oh, I thought you had a kasha before. Okay. That's the third subtopic.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Real quick, come on, go ahead.
Ben Ishtai,
yes.
Well, you said on the flock. I thought Rashi says in the Chumash there that Yaakov, when Yaakov came, the flock increased.
Okay.
So therefore, the flock wasn't very good.
That's corner Rashi al Torah. Ben Ishtai can say his own shot. Ben Ishtai can say his own shot. The Gemara says, Befer said, anyone who has flock makes a guy rich. Ben Ishtai is not going with Rashi. He's going on his own shot. Well, my Ben Yod. Okay, the Holy Ben Ishka. This is the four pshat. So three subtopics so far. What are they? Number one, what? What was number one? How do you know Tekev means Miad? Number two, what was the nature of the bracha? Number three is, why do they need to have two psukim? Now, I asked Usher and Seder and Shmuel, and Usher I thought made a good suggestion, but I was thinking about it more now, and I have a little bit of a question with him. I said, now you got to turn around and say, what was wrong with the second pasuk? You need the first. Yes? So Usher suggested that Yosef was an employee. He was not an orech. He was an employee in the house of Potiphar. So maybe it's not a good raya. That's why you need Yaakov. But I'm thinking also Yaakov was an employee.
Not an employee,
he was a slave. Whatever he was. It was an employee, a slave, whatever it is. He wasn't a guest. But I'm thinking to myself, Yaakov was also an employee.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yaakov was also an employee. In fact, the Rambam writes, get this down. The Rambam writes in the last halacha of Schir's Paul, who's a model employee supposed to be? Who's the model employee? Yaakov Atzadik. You remember I told you that guy, I think in the beginning of the year. The Rambam, Yosef was a tzaddik, but his father also. Rambam says, Yaakov tzaddik, no one had a worse boss than him. Lavan was terrible to him. He never wasted a moment. He didn't take a 4-hour lunch break. You know how some guys do this. It's not right. I'm supposed to be the Mishnah at 9, I try to be here at 9. I wasn't at 9:05 for myself. You follow what I'm saying, though? It's a very important Yaakov tzaddik. So I don't like your answer now. I liked it in Seder, but I'm saying Yaakov was just as much as an employee. Maybe he was the model employee. Go ahead.
Laban tried to cheat Yaakov. Even so, he still got the money.
And therefore what?
But that's why you need the first one.
I mean, even if you're a cheater and you're a bad boss, you'll still be blessed. Yeah, I like that. No, I like that. No, we're trying to say what was wrong. No, he's trying to say...
I'm trying to say
that was the Chiddush. That was the Chiddush. I know, but he's answering it now. The Chiddush of... the Chiddush of having the first pasuk, right? We want to find the problem in Yosef. So the problem... He's answering by saying that Yosef didn't have a situation where he was a cheater. He didn't have a boss that was a cheater. That's what the first pasuk brings to the table. It is our question. It does answer our question. The other question is, what was the problem with Yosef? Because Yosef's pasuk did not display when the boss is bad, you'll still get a bracha. That the boss tried to cheat him. That's what Yaakov was needed to be said. That was the chisar. So you could use it. I like that. Possible answer. That this klal is such a beautiful klal, if you have a tamachachim in your house, that even if the guy who's housing is a bad guy, he'll still be blessed. And Lavan was a worse guy than Potiphar. Okay, I like that. I like that. Quick answer after we asked on your answer. You got this? But this is what I want you to make you guys to think. Okay, now let's move on. Before we go on to the next sugya, there's a few more nakudas we must get. One of the nakudas are very makusher with the next sugya. Okay. Lamaisa, I want to point out that there were four definitions in the Rishonim of the word taketh l'netila bracha. Four shitas in the Rishonim of what taketh l'netila bracha meant. What does it mean to be immediate? What does it mean to be immediate? So I want you to get the four shitas, and then the next nakud we have to get, and then we got to go by. Bless you. Okay, bless you, Akiva. Number one, Rashi says that it is usher to eat after Mayim Achronim. Yes. Rashi says it is usher to eat after Mayim Achronim. And the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Vav Alach Achaf, actually says that according to Rashi and the Rambam, there is absolutely no isser to speak between the Mayim Achronim and benching.
Is that a second answer?
No. It's all the first answer. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva say that taketh just as focusing on the Achilu. This is all the first shita. It is usher to eat after the washing. But there is no isser at all to talk. Okay? Rashi, Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam says the same thing, along with the Ra'ah and the Ritva. They all say the word taketh means the what? The notion, don't eat after my machronim, but you are allowed to talk. Yes? We're going to see how we paskin lamais. It's better not to talk, okay, between the Mayim Achronim. But according to them, again, Rashi, Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam as well, along with the Ra and the Ritva. Yes, Shmuel. Yes, Akiva.
Where does like Shir Malas work into that? Because sometimes people like...
You should wash after Shir Malas. I do that, just did that after lunch now. Okay. I didn't say Shir Malas, I said Al-Nar's Bavel. I say Al-Nar's Bavel, then I do Mayim Achronim, I come back to the desk and bench. You got this? That avoids the problem. According to them, it's no issur at all. Well, we'll see. The Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan says skula for wealthiness also. Getting wealthy. Also not to talk. Okay, that's the first sheet. Yes. You shouldn't, Lomai. You can. But you didn't do my machronim yet. You can talk. Yes. Okay, I don't do those last psukim. You know how people add on Tilas Hashem? I don't do that because it's not part of the kapitel. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where it came from. Okay, that's number one. Number two. You ready? Tosfos and Soto. What daf? Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Diramasko Kol. Says that the word taketh means you cannot delay the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amas. We saw that in the Ramah yesterday. Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Diramasko Kol. It's the amount of time to walk 22 amas, which is how much? 33 feet. You got that? An am is a foot and a half. 22 times a foot and a half is how much? 33. Is that correct? Come on, you're a math major. Okay? So it comes, what'd you say?
Say that again.
22 times a foot and a half. 22 times 1.5 is 33.
That's correct.
Yes. So what I'm saying to you is the amount of time to walk 33 feet. Okay? That's how Tosfos defines taketh. You cannot have a gap of amount of time. I don't know how long it takes it to. Probably takes you to walk 33 feet, what, 30 seconds? Tosfos says the amount of time to take you to walk 22 amas, which is 33 feet. An am is a foot and a half. Can't hear you. No. Tosfos has it from a shear. That's what he says. Yeah, we had that by taking l'smicha and l'shchita. That's where he got the shear of 22 amas. Because remember in the Azara, it was 22 amas. Remember to get there, it was 22 amas. Remember we had that din about the Metzora? The Metzora could not fulfill the din as mitzvah smicha take of the shechita because he had a space of 22 amas to walk. Remember we had that? Where daf was at in Svachim? Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where he got it from. Okay? I'm glad he asked me that, Akiva. Yes. Sota Lamed Tesem Amud Aleph. Thirmasko Kol.
Talking about
in Sotas, talking about Hefsik.
Where has he been?
Between my Machronim and Benching. Yes, we're all talking about my Machronim. Yes, this definition. We're all assuming, these four definitions are assuming my Machronim, takeif. The other Machronim you showed me did yesterday, whether it's applying to my Machronim. But this is the Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Number three, these are four sheep, is what takeif means. Number three, the Rashba. The Rashba later on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, claims Lamaisa, that is usher to be mafs even a little bit. You should say the bracha without waiting at all. The only time that he gives, you got this? For you to be mafsik is the amount of time that it takes four men to do my machronim. This is what the Drisha writes. Okay? This is the Rashba writes. It's usher mafsik even b'shehiyah. Even a small delay. You should say the bracha immediately after you do my machronim, with the small exception of getting ready for benching, which means you look at the bencher, you prepare the nusach, and you bench properly. Okay? That's why I always try to use a bencher. So he says that's the amount of time that it takes four guys to do my machronim. Now, I don't know where he got that shear. That's what the Drisha says. Yeah, I don't know why it says four men. Shears Sha'arba Nashim Nolding Yadayim Lamai Machronim. This is what the Drisha writes. Interesting. This is what the Rashba writes. And the Drisha says, he pilples whether he's like Tisus. But the Rashba on his own says the shear of four guys Mayim Machronim. Interesting. Okay. That's much less than walking 33 feet. I mean, it takes, 5 seconds for four guys to do Mayim Machronim. Okay. And then there's a number four Shita. Who's that? Rabbeinu Yonasan Luniel. Who does Rabbeinu Yonasan Luniel say? Rabbi Yonasan Akoim Min Luniel. I don't say that. I should say Rabbi Yonasan Akoim Min Luniel. Dir Maska Derech Vov. You know what he says? He says the following. He says that it's usher to speak after the Netila. And the Sefer Ohel Moed says the same thing. He says the same thing, the Sefer Ohel Moed. He says that taketh means don't waste any time. Kind of like the Rashba, but he adds on, you're not allowed to speak, which the Rashba did not say.
Is this
the Sefer, Rabbi Yonasan Kohen Menunil, the Rishon, and the Ohel Moed. They're both Rishonim. Okay? I believe they're both Rishonim. Ohel Moed, the Beis Yosef quotes. Okay? You know that famous Ohel Moed that I ever tell you? Where does the Gemara say in Brachas on our Masechta? Dalam Beis. You say, is it Dalam Beis? You say Ashrei three times a day? You're a Ben Olam Haba? He says, what happens if a guy's a mass murderer? He says Ashrei three times a day. The guy's a mass murderer. He gets all, it's a joke, he said. The Ohel Moed says, if a guy's 50-50, when he goes to Shemayim after Mev Esrim, and then he did Ashrei three times a day, he gets in. You got what I'm saying? It's very important. Say for Ohel Moed, the Beis Yosef quotes. Okay, he says the same thing here. So please get these four definitions of what the word taketh is. Excellent, guys. And then the last subtopic, and then we got to go weiter, is very important. It's going to be a segue to the next sugya. And that is that our Gemara, in its very essence, said what? That what is the demarcation of the Sima Suda? What is the point of no return? Mayim Achronim. That's what our Gemara says. Yes? Other things might cause Hesek Hadas, like Sivuk HaShulchan and anointing of oil on the hands, but those things are not Siyum HaSud. Is that correct? That is the upshot of the Maskonas of our Gemara. The Mayim Achronim usher connotes the concept of Siyum HaSud. Connotes the concept of Siyum HaSud. That is the upshot. What about these other things, like moving of the table, pointing oil on the hands? Those things are what? Those are Hesek Hadas, but those are not demarcations end of Suda. Comes along, Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina. I gave that to you yesterday. Let's get it. Comes along, Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Ramasko Ella, and the Ran and Chulin, Peivav and Bebez Masko Gemore, that there is a Gemara Msochim that says Havlan Venavrech. Like Nate was asking, where's that in our Gemara? It's not in our Gemara, but Tosus definitely brought it up. Tosus brought it up here in Dibamaska Ribzera Loachal. Yes? And the Rabbeinu Yonah brings it up, the Rishonim bring it up and say that the Gemara says himself in Kuf Gimel Medbeis. That if a guy says Havlan Venirich, they brought him a cup of wine, what's it then? You can't drink it anymore. You got a bench. What does that Gemara show? That what is the end of a Suda? Not Mayim Achronim, but what? Havlan Venavrich. Great Kasha. So I want you to get this answer. This is very important. Because connect with next sugi, even if it wasn't, but it's important. I want you to get it. Listen to this. He says, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran to give the same answer. Hesek Hadas is not considered the end of the Suda regarding someone who wants to eat more. Because a lot of people, they start off with a Suda Ketana and they move into a Suda Gedola. A lot of people do that. But I will tell you one thing. Havlan v'nivruch is a Gemara Suda for drinking. For eating, it's not. But for drinking, it is. Wow. Ein adam koveya atzimu kokach hashtiyah. And when you say Havlan v'navruch, you are not allowed to go ahead and what? You are not allowed to go ahead and drink without a bracha. You want to drink more? Gezutrei. But you need a what? You need a bracha. You need a bracha. And that's exactly what's going on here. You need to have a bracha. Notice the Gemara, Tosfos quoted, Asa Levishti, below bracha. Yes? Gemara said it's Asa to drink, below bracha. So when it comes to Havlan v'nivrach, Sam, you got to get this. It's a Siyum HaSuda for drinking. If you want to go back and drink, you're going to need a bracha. Because people are not Kovei HaSuda on Shtiyah, you don't continue. And the Beis Yosef, it's Simkuvai and Zion, in Duraska Vadas, in the second shot, Alpida Agosa Bach says the pshat is people are not allowed to go back and drink without what? Eating. But if you're going to eat, since the drinking is a what? A way to just soak the food down, then you can even what? Then you can even drink halacha lemaisa. This is the Beis Yosef being masber, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran. He's masber what they're driving at. It's a beautiful fort. Someone who wants to go back and eat, they can go back and eat and drink too as well. That is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? That is the chiddush we want to bring out. There's an unbelievable distinction. Don't ask me a steer between Havlan v'navrach the what? V'mayim achron. Havlan v'navrach is a point of no return for what? For drinking. L'maisa. If you want to drink, you need a new bracha if you're going to drink. Yes? But for eating, no problem. You can continue to eat because eating people always go into what? A Suda Ketana, and then they move into a Suda Gedol, even if the guy said Havlan v'nivrach. When it comes to drinking, drinking's not so. People are not kovei drinking. And therefore, when you say Havlan v'nivrach, you're not allowed to drink unless you say a bracha. But if you're going to continue and eat, you can drink ayadei what the achila, and that's not considered to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. What did you say?
So why, what's the nafka mean of saying, in which case would you be saying a bracha?
When you want to drink, when you want to eat, you don't need to. Because the eating is still, people go from Suda Ketana to Suda Gedola. Havlan v'nivrach means nothing regarding eating. Nothing. Get it down. It means nothing about eating. It only means about drinking. Havlan v'nivrach. And you are allowed to continue to eat and the drinking is derech agav, that's fine. But where is the point of demarcation? What's the point of no return? That's what a better I should say. The point of no return is by what? Even by what food is what? Mayim achronim. That is the answer that he wants to give. Okay? This is the Beis Yosef, according to Rabbi Tami Rabino and the Ran. However, Tosos by us, Dimas Ataka, and the Rosh of Berak Vav Simon Lamed Aleph say that Amiris Havlam and Nivrach is what? Is like my Machronim. Please get it. It is like my Machronim. Our Tosos, Dimas Ataka. Atake, not Yiddish. Atake is Lashon Aramaic. You know, like in Yiddish, it's Take. Take, good shot. Usher! Yiddish is even a joke, Lamaish. You're not even focusing on that. Atake is what? Atake is like in Yiddish. But this is Atake in the Aramaic, right? You hear what I'm saying? It's a little bit of your humor, Lamaish. It's a little bit of your humor. You hear what I'm saying? Atake, Rebbe, you're saying Yiddish? No, I'm saying what Tosfos said, Atake. It's a lesson in Aramaic, you follow me? So according to Tosfos and the Rosh, no! They say Havla v'Nirach is exactly like Maya Machronim. Wow. It's not like Tzilik HaShulcha, Tzilik HaShulcha is less than that. Okay, what's the Svara? Says the Bach, listen to this, says the Bach, according to the Maskan of our Gemara, Hesek HaDas is considered what? Siyum HaSuda. The Gemara thought Hesek HaDas and Siyum HaSuda. However, when the Gemara said Gemara Achila Sin Gashuchim Nichas Yonah B'Shemin, like you said very astutely yesterday, Nate, there are three examples: Gemara Achila, three Silik Ashulchan, Meshichas Yonah B'Shemin. Those are not considered. Those all might be what Hesek HaDas, but those are not considered Siyum HaSuda. Because why? The Hesek HaDas is not so great from the Suda. But when you do what my Machronim, or you do what. Havlan v'nivrach, you're done. When you do my machron, when you do havlan v'nivrach, you are done. That's like Hesek HaDas squared and cubed, and that's a siyum hasuda. So they're all on the scale of what Hesek HaDas is. So the first few examples are not strong enough, Hesek HaDas. But my machron and havlan v'nivrach are good. Who's this? The Bach Ming Masber who? Tosfos and who? Tosfos and the Rosh. Okay, we got that? All right, one last nakuda, and then we go on in the Mishnah. I forgot to mention to you guys that, remember I said that the Marasha learns up in the Kedusha of a Bracha, that the Bracha was immediate after the Talmud Chacham comes. Okay? But the Netziv says it was not immediate. It happened in that year. Get that down. The Emek Shela writes in the Shulta that the Tekev means that year. That's what he wants to say. The Shalos Kifa saying are not what? Symmetrical. They're not all the same time period. He says Abai was Mechadesh, a new type of what? Abai was Mechadish, a new type of Tekev, by saying here it meant a year. So the bracha came in the year. Okay, so fine, very good, excellent. Yeah, that's the Netziv. And you see, the Rav Achai Gon, I'm glad he asked me that name. Rav Achai Gon wrote the Shultas. He was one of the Gonim, about the year 900, I think. And he wrote the Shultas, it's called, a beautiful Sefer. And it goes to feed the Parshios. But he has a lot of lumdas from Midrashim and Gemaras about it. And the Netziv, Netziv lived in the 1800s, late 1800s, the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin. He wrote a running parish in the Shultas, so he made the Shultas very famous. Even though the Shultas was written, in 900, and he was in 1800, you follow me? 900 years later, it's the same thing with the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch made the Chinuch very popular, the Sefer HaChinuch, because of his parish on it. Even though the Chinuch was written in the 1200s, Minchas Chinuch was written in the late 1800s. You follow what I'm saying? That he made the Sefer. Okay. Excellent. Let's see now the Mishnah. Excellent, guys. I'm proud of you guys. There's a few other Nakudas, but maybe another time after Purim we'll be able to discuss. There's a few other Nakudas. We didn't get a chance to discuss that Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah Lamaisa. Okay, we'll discuss Blinet another time. There's a few Nakudas. What'd you say? Rambam and the Rive at the Kesef Mishnah. You want to do that now? We've got to invite them. Let's do that another time. I want to go bite them, okay? We'll do that another time. Let's go with the Mishnah. No, because that's kind of, we'll be Masber. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Usher, go ahead. Read the Mishnah. Guys, look inside. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Let me ask you a question. When you start this, there's one other Nakuda I just wanted to mention before we start this Mishnah. I once mentioned it. In the Old Beis Medrash, there's a big, big Sefer Gemara called Diktukei Sofer. Remember that? It has all the different girsas of in Shas, of the Vilna Shas. One of the girsas is called Ksav Yad Minkin. Minkin is the Munich edition. And in Ksav Yad Minkin, he has a different girsa in our Gemara when they quoted about the bracha about Yosef. And I'm going to read it to you. The Sefer Maoris quotes it. You guys ready? Here we go. Ma Mitzri Nisparch Bishvil Yosef. Just like an Egyptian got blessed because of Yosef the Chassiv. V'yavarech Hashem Espeis HaMitzri B'chal Yosef. Yisrael, a Jew. T'chassiv Bem Kiba Zera Berech Hashem. Alachas Kama V'kama. How much more should a Jew be blessed if you're the host? The old Kavachomer. Uma Yisrael Shenemra Bem Kiheim. Zera Baruch Hashem. Kach Tamil Chomim. Shekatuv B'anashir Chom Yagiru V'liyachiru Ma'avosom. Lehem Levadim Nasna Oretz. Alachas Kama V'kama. Meaning to say, from these psukim, it says a host is a goy gets blessed. Your kavachomer is that what? The kavachomer is that what? That it goes, the bracha goes on a goy, kavachomer will go on a Jew, and kavachomer will go on a what? Kavachomer, it goes on what? A Yehudi, that's Makar V'tamachachem. But you could also say that if the bracha is chal on every Yehudi that's kavachomer, that is chal on anyone who hosts a tamachachem, how much more so it'll be a tamachachem that hosts another tamachachem. So it goes from goy to Yehudi to a tamachachem that's makarv another tamachachem. That's all in the Duke Sofrim and the Ksav Yad Minkin. That's not there.
Rabbi, you just said that pretty much. Yosef is not
a tamachachem. Kasher Sholem. Why?
Because
you're
saying that
Evid Ivri, Kavachomer, Kavachomer. No, Yosef was hosted. The guy who hosted him was Potiphar, right. Was a goy.
He was Evid Ivri? No.
He was Evid Ivri. Would you say? He was a
second Kavachomer.
No, the second Kavachomer is from a goy to a Jew. It's all in the host. If a goy who's a host gets a bracha from hosting a Tamachachom, no. How much more so a Yid?
Right.
And how much more so a Yid who's a Tamachachom that hosts another Tamachachom? Right. It's all in the host. It's all on the host. No, it's all on the host. Man, Mitzri Nisbarach Bishul Yosef, an Egyptian got blessed because of Yosef. How much more so Yid would get blessed, and then whoever is focusing on the host. Yeah, Man, Mitzri Nisbarach Bishul Yosef, Sivyar Hashem is Biz Mitzvah Yosef, Yisrael the Sivim, Him Zerah Berch Hashem, Alachas Kama Kama, Vod Kama Kama, Ma Yisrael Shem Embraham Kim Zerah, Kach, Tamil Chom Shekatu Behem, Asher Chom Yagiru. No. On the host. It's on the host. So this is a tremendous chiddush, lomaisa, that comes out, lomaisa. So I was thinking along those lines, but the truth is, Kodah Matan Torah, I don't know, listen to this pilpul, see what you think about this. I was thinking, Potiphar, no doubt, was a goy. He was a pagan, right? No doubt. Lavan, he was an Avodah Zaranik, but was he Yisrael or not? Kodah Matan Torah, was there a concept of Yisraeli? You know, and that's a big shy we discussed. Are the Avos Kodah Matan Torah Yisraeli, or are they just B'nai Noach that? So I was thinking maybe that was the Chiddush, Lomaisa. You know what I mean?
How do you have room to say that he's a Yisrael?
No, I'm saying that's another reason why I quoted the Pusik that applies even to a Goy.
But he's not even a direct descendant of Avraham.
I understand. But he was a, okay, I hear you. All right. You're saying he wasn't even a... He's a bad guy, you say.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Agada, we deal with Lavan. You mean he's an enemy. A Ramid Ovid Ovi. He's not a Yid. I hear you. Okay. I hear you. That's why I didn't like this shot. He's just as a goy as Potiphar, you're saying. I didn't like my own shot. Then. So, okay. I hear you. Okay, good. All right, let's see the Mishnah.
Why not bring in Avram and the angels?
About Havna Zorchim?
Yeah.
Where do you have a riot that his property was blessed because of that?
He got kids. Does there be wealth?
There were messengers.
I mean, there was a messenger, Lomaisa? He didn't end up hosting them. They left. He did give them food.
He did give them food,
you're saying. He did give them. Yeah, Nate's asking, why didn't they bring a ride from Avram? Uh-huh. You mean they weren't coming? This case is they weren't. You mean. But the bottom line is, you're saying, at the end of the day, he was Machnas Orchim to them.
When I understand how Machnas Orchim, I always, I think it's Machnas Orchim. But maybe we're saying these two things. It's not like having Machnas Orchim, but it's really having liberty. You have to have it.
Would you say?
These two people have the guest lives with them.
Yes.
Maybe if you say that, it's all about the living with you, the
brother. You mean he has to live with you, you mean? It's not enough to just visit?
Maybe.
Could be. Okay,
I
mean, good.
We have another answer why we don't use Avram.
Go ahead.
Those are malachim, not people.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's true. At the end of the day, they were malachim. I think you're right. And it wasn't a fulfillment of Hanas Orchim. Even though in his mind he did. I like that. Okay. Everyone's saying good.
It's not that it's not.
Everyone's saying good. I think that's good. I think you're good. At the end of the day, it wasn't a mitzvah because they were malachim. Okay, good. even though he thought he was. You're saying good. Okay. Okay, you're saying good. No, at the end of the day, they were walking. Okay. All right, good. But no, you have to come up with a riot that it was blessed. The blessing was immediate. Also, you could say the blessing was not immediate. Even according to you, the blessing was not immediate. But that won't help in the Netziv. It was within a year they did have a kid. Right?
The lady who hid two robbers.
Rachav? Yes, you were. She get her bracha immediately.
They waited 40 years. She waited 40 years.
She didn't die in the
village. Okay. She wasn't killed, you mean? Well, Yoshua made sure she wasn't killed. Yoshua had a mirror. Okay. Could be. All right. Yeah. Gemara says in Megillah, she was Yeshua's wife. Yes. Question is, Tosis asks, how did he marry? You have to kill off. You have to kill all the Shivamim. You have to kill all the Shivamim.
Right. Yeah,
so why didn't he kill her? Tosis asks that in Megillah, Yudal and Beis. Okay. That was one of my daughter's bas mitzvah drash I wrote. I would learn with each one of my daughters a sefer, and I wrote a shtickle Torah for that. So my second oldest daughter, I learned Yoshua with, and we wrote that was the. That was the thing. How could Yoshua marry? He should have killed her. Shivamim. Toys kasha. So Toys, one answer she wasn't from Shivamim. Another answer she converted. Different answers.
Did she quote the Deos?
I can't hear you.
Did she quote the
Deos? Yeah. We went through the whole drasha. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's see the Mishnah. Now, before you start, Asher, what do you think this has to do with connection with our previous sugya?
Well,
why do you think it's connected with our previous sugya? Go ahead.
Benching.
Right.
We're all discussing about whether something can be bought or something else.
Okay. Okay, good. So let's see, Lamaisa, how this fits in, Lamaisa. Okay, what you're saying is good. But let's see how this fits in. How does this fit in the sugya? Go ahead. Poshup shot in this sugi is talking about a bread meal, but we're going to see. Most Yishonim agree with me, but there's one sheet that says not the way. So in the window of the yain, if you say Berger Govin, it's going to pot to the wine after the meal, no problem. That's before Berger's a muzzle, correct? When it says Lachra Muzzle, what does Lachra Muzzle mean? Get this. Lachra Muzzle means after what? After the meal, but before Berger's a muzzle. Go ahead. Birech. If you say the brach on the parparis, right, before the muzzle, and then you say what?
And you don't have to say a bracha after the meal.
What does achar muzzle mean? After the suda, but before benching. Excellent. Go ahead. Birech. Say a bracha on the bread, a pas. If you put on bread, it's a pull of pot, it's a pas. Go ahead. He says that the bracha on the what? On the parparis does not pater maisa kederi, yes? Okay, excellent. Now, Lamaisa, Mishnah goes into a segue. What does it say? If people are being sowed together, one of the guys can be motzi everyone else, but Yechidim, each one is on his own to say his own bracha. Okay? So let's see what it says. How you what?
How you Yoshua? If they're sitting, call Ephah Mevorach
HaAtzmon. Each guy says a bracha on his own. No one can be motzi because no Haseba. Go ahead. That creates a seruf, and one guy can say a bracha on behalf of everyone. Excellent. Go ahead. This is where I felt I saw it. This is where I thought it really connected with the sugi. The first part of the mission really doesn't connect so much, I don't think. It does relate to Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. You are right about that. But this is really what, this really goes in well with what we said in Amud Aleph. Okay? Go ahead. This whole din. Yeah, what is it? Each guy says his own lamaisa. So the Mishnah continues to teach the din akaidim. Actually, the Mishnah really teaching the din from before, yeah? So each guy has his own what? Each guy's on his own. Go ahead. Achar? Excellent. After what? The wine after one's one guy can say for everyone before benching. Go ahead.
They said this regarding spices.
They said, "Bereit atzei besomim on the reach min hamugmar." You know, they used to burn the in incense. Go ahead, they have a nice smell. Go ahead. What does that mean?
Even though they only bring the after the
Now, once you get this down, Akhar Suda connotes after Birkas HaMazon. Akhar HaMazon means after the food, but before Birkas HaMazon. So the guy that said the bracha on the what? The guy who said the bracha on the what? On the wine to Sova Suda. That window, even though that was before benching, should continue the theme of being the leader on things that what at the end of the meal. This happens to be after what? Birkas HaMazon. Do you understand? The guy who led it to what? The wine in the end section should be the one that leads the bracha for the besomim for everyone after the benching. Everyone got that? That's a pshat. Now let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Okay? Let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Let's go. Okay? Excellent reading, Mishnah. Let's see this. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. Even before the bread, right? Go ahead. Daf Mem Gimel, right? Ketzad Seder Hatzav Chule. Oh, he says you bring in front of your parpios lahamshich lachila kigon parpolos adagim, like poultry, what, chicken and fish. I was just wondering about that. You know, you're not supposed to eat meat and fish together. I was wondering about the example, chicken and fish. You think they're just, it means on their own, you mean? He does say vid. I thought I was wondering if one of you guys were going to ask me this. He does say
fish.
I know. So it seems like.
It's
not a dish. I'm not saying together, but weren't they brought together as hors d'oeuvres? I don't know. I got that impression. You think you mean separate? Okay.
I think it doesn't mean chicken or fish.
Okay, fine. It says va. It doesn't say oh, it says va. All right, go ahead. One didn't say a chiddush. Maybe there's a problem with chicken and meat, but chicken and fish maybe not a problem. We don't normally assume that. You're my chiddush?
I hear it. It's hard. I think
it's hard to say that chicken isn't a meat. Where Shekhar doesn't hold to the din, he uses the same fork for both.
For fish
and meat.
I would say,
yeah.
My cousin told me, well, that I didn't know about that. And they made a fish meat thing. And I didn't know that it was delicious.
They don't hold to the thing at all?
I feel like it's a bad thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We usually hold it. Rosh Hashanah says the fork's okay. Go ahead. Svardim don't even eat fish with cheese.
A lot of us.
Did you know that?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't keep that separate fish meat.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, go ahead. So you have, I just want you to get that down in your notes. Go ahead. So first they have the chicken and fish. Guys, look at side.
Then they bring
yes, after what? After
they finish meal, Yoshin, Vishosin, they sit and they drink, the oven and they eat. The Mahang, they eat, Parparos, do
so the last window is they eat Parparos, the butterflies, Kigon.
Kigon, Kiski.
Like these pockets, these pastries, Kigon, Damali, Liba.
That's good for the heart.
Ulo Machmanios, right? In Lachmanios. Go ahead. That's Lachar HaMazon, but anything Lachar HaMazon, his name is what? Excellent. Poder and four brickers of muzzle. Okay, let's get this. So Nate asked me and said, a very fine kasha. So I want you guys to get this down, okay? Because we have all shtickle on this. And this will be a segue to build up this concept of the Mishnah. Okay. The problem is that the Mishnah says, Berech HaPaperis is Pater HaPaperis. Yes, Sam? Rashi's example of Parparis in the beginning is what, Akiva? Chicken and fish. While Yerada was saying, it's interesting to me, chicken and fish, he says. So Nate said, it means separate. I don't know, he said chicken with fish. You know what I mean? I don't know. Lamaisa. All right, but we have to see. We have a minig poskim, you know, not to eat meat and fish together. Shetra's makely, he has the same fork.
He uses
the same fork. I think he uses the same everything, yeah. I think so. But Lamaisa, okay, but our minig is, what'd you say? He holds it doesn't apply mizman is that's sakana. The Gemara says it's sakana. Gemara chulin.
What's
the Gemara chulin. The Gemara says I don't know. I'll pick a bala. Because the fish live in the water and the meat are on the earth. The cow. It's kind of like a mixing.
Bones. I thought it was in bones.
No. It has to do with I'll pick a bala. You're mixing the two.
Fish and meat.
Yeah.
No, fish and meat have bones. That's
No. No, not together.
Yeah, it's what do you mean together?
No, it has nothing to do with the bones.
If the fish and bones are smaller and the meat are bigger and you might come to choke on a bone and kill yourself because of that.
I don't think so. I think Minas Arkadas be Kabbalah. Could be. Okay, whatever. Let's go. Let's get this done. Nate, this is more important. We'll find it after. Let's get this. No, you can't do both. Listen, you be focused on this. Nate asked me. Yeah, what does it say?
Wait, I'm in English.
All right.
Okay, let's go. You'll find it later. Listen, now listen to this. Rashi says the example of parparos is what? Chicken and fish. What does he say parparos at the end is? Pastries. Last time I checked, chicken and fish, we learned on Memo Mabez, what bracha? Shaco. What bracha is pastries? What on earth is shaco, patrim, mizonos? What's going on here? Okay, good, good. Sam, you're saying good, but please note the kasha. You got it? Please note the kasha. That's the kasha that we want to begin with, okay? It's like you make it seem like it's a very big deal. Lomaisa, what's going on here? Lomaisa. So that's the first kasha I'm asking, okay? I want you to get this down, Lomaisa, because this is connects with another kasha, okay? Here we go. The truth is, when you think about this, this kasha we can answer in one of five ways. Five answers we're going to give to this kasha, guys. Okay? Five ways. But, Lamaisa, I want to answer with another kasha. Get it down. What's the other kasha? The other kasha is, Lamaisa, yeah? The other kasha is, what is the Mishnah's Chiddush of Mevarach ala Parparis Lo Patras Apas? Oh, isn't that a what a davar pashut? What is the Mishnah being mechadish by saying Mevarach ala Parparis Lo Patras Apas? So whatever answer we're going to give to that, Lamaisa, whatever answer we're going to give to that, will answer what? We'll answer the first kasha that we just said. Okay? We'll give an answer to what we just said. All right? Lamaisa, Taisa said, Ksas kasha, what's the Chiddush Bircha Peres Lo Patras Apas? He said, Ksas kasha. So we're asking Lamaisa, that kasha that Taisa asked, as Nate said, Lamaisa, whatever answer we're going to give to that, we'll solve this one as well. So let's go. Number one. Here we go. Kiva, you with me? In fact, Usher, why don't you read the first line of the Taisa? Go ahead. Be rich. Oh, he says, God, we don't talk about parparis shetocha suda. So after the suda, Rav Papa said things that come after the suda, what? Yeah, so obviously you can't be talking about that. So it's about talking about parparis in the middle. Go ahead, Varashi. Oh, Rashi says the purse parparis is dug in pargus. Go ahead.
The kasha, I have a question.
Ksas kasha. I have ksas kasha. You don't have ksas?
I do have ksas.
Yeah, good. Go ahead. If that's the case, yeah, I mean, what's the big deal that the bracha shakal doesn't pat the pas? Of course, it doesn't pat the pas. We all know that. That it doesn't pop the pas. So what's the Chiddush, Lomaisa? That's a Dara Pasha, right? What does it mean when it says that it doesn't pop the pas? Okay, so let's get this down. Number one. Sam, you got it? There is a Piskei Arid. Taisus Rid is one of the Rishonim. It's called the Piskei Arid. The Piskei Arid, Damasco Birech answers, that the Mishnah is talking about Davmem. Our Mishnah and Dav Mem said Shaako potters everything, like Sam wanted to say. When you say Shaako on the chicken and fish, you potter also the other stuff. The pastries too. Even though the brachas are different, but if you have in mind, it's good because we're all the Torah Hasuda. So the Mishnah says, if you say Shaako on chicken and fish, even though it potters what? Other things are the Torah Hasuda, it doesn't potter the things, what? It only potters the things that are what? The Torah Hasuda, like the parparos that are what? Acher Amazon, but it doesn't pater pas. Because you would have had a havamina, the shakal is all encompassing, it gets the job done. I would have thought even what? I would have thought even works on bread. What's the teretz? No, it doesn't work on bread. So that answers the chiddush of what? Why bracha parparis doesn't pater pas? It also answers why? How could shakal cover? Like Sam said, shakal can cover. But as long as the stuff is latzor chasuda. So the parparis lefnei asuda get pater, the parparis acher asuda. They're all connected to the Torah Hasuda, but it can't potter the pas. I might add a havamina though, that you see how both kashas are answered with one swoop? Did you hear what I said? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the what? is that what? That Chahakal covers it? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, I would have thought that what? That maybe it should cover Pascha Mashmah, not. And in fact, Chahakal can cover a Mazonis, because Chahakal can cover anything, even water and salt. Mazonis cannot cover water and salt, we learn. Okay, that's one teretz. Number two, the Bach. What word did Rashi use before Parparis and Dagim? What word did Rashi use, Usher? You read it nicely. No, what word?
Kigon,
excellent. Right on target. Kigon. Yes? The Bach says, Kigon means what? It's eating before the Suda. For example, sometimes it's fish and chicken, and sometimes it's Pasa Baba Kisnan. And therefore, I would add a Mukum to say it patters the Pas.
Why would you not say that the second time?
No, because I would add a Havamina that sometimes it's Pasa Baba Kisnan. Pasa Baba Kisnan would have a Havamina with pot of bread, because at least it's somewhat Pas.
Mars go because of what Rashi says.
Yes, it does. If you define that that is the definition shot in the Mishnah, like Rashi. I understand, but Kigon, Parparis, and I want to tell you this. I don't know if this bothered you, bothered me. If Rashi's right, which of course he is, and we got to work with him, Masber, why would he use the same word in the Mishnah for two different meanings? The first Parparis means what? Chicken and fish, and the second one means pastries? That's a little schwer, no? According to this shot, I think it's beautiful. It was just different examples. Just have had the pastries in the beginning too as well. If you have a pastry in the beginning, then I'd have a habamina with pot to the bread. I love that shot, the
Maisa. Rashi explicitly is saying like, after the meal when he says the pastries.
I understand that, but the pastries could also be before the meal too, Sam. That's what the Bach is saying. That's why Rashi says Kigon. Pnei Yoshua says the same thing. That Parparas V'dagmar Adukma. Anything that comes before the meal or after the meal. It's not coming lafis apas. Anything that's parparis is called, anything that's coming, that's not malafis is a pas. Not. Anything that's not malafis is a pas, but it blends in is called parparis. That's what the Lashon Azav says. Shot. The Rashi's relying on lachmanios are included in parparos. So according to this, Rashi holds that the Mishnah, when it says parparis, what does it mean, parparis? What did it really mean? Not that Shahakal covers Mazonos. Shahakal doesn't cover a Mazonos. But what? Mazonos does cover a what? Mazonos. And when he said what? When he said Kigon, he didn't really mean what? Chicken and fish. He really meant pastries. And Mazonos on pastries in the earlier meal, pockets the pastries in the end of the meal. You got that down? That answers a beautiful, answered beautifully. It answered my kasha too. I mean, why would you say parparis means two different things? I guess it's not crazy. Parparis before the meal means chicken and fish. And afterwards it means pastries. But the Pashto Rav using the same word, it can mean the same word in both places, no? So it's Rashi meant to say Mazonos matches Mazonos, Shako matches Shako. This is the Bach. Bach and Kufay and Vav Sifah with the Pnei Yoshua. Bach and the Pnei Yoshua, and they say the Lashon of, say for Lashon Azav, says the same thing, Lamaisa. Lashon Azav, those three Gedolim. The Sefer Lashon Azav said that's what Rashi is holding like Taisus, that really the pshat is that what? The Parparis is the Mazonos. Okay? That's how many answers so far? Only two. No, I'm sorry, I thought you said three. Three now. Number three. Let's go. You're right. I heard wrong. He was right, not me. He's trying to say you're wrong. I'm defending you, Sam. Yeah, okay? You take care of him afterwards, right? Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go, guys. Number three. Let's go. Netano not here, and neither is Yecheskel. Okay, ready? I called both of them. Let's go. Netano called it. Let's go. Number three. Let's go. Pnei Yoshua. What's a Pnei Yoshua say? Let's go. Pnei Yoshua. What's a Pnei Yoshua say? Pnei Yoshua has a second answer, which is a third in total. He says, amazingly, he says the Mishnah's Mechadesh, you say a brach on chicken, it doesn't pot their bread. What do you mean? The Mishnah of Daf Mem said Shako covers everything. So I would have thought it covers even bread. Kamash Milan, don't make that mistake. It's like Rashi said, when do I say Shako is Yotze everything? What did Rashi say in the mouth of Manaf? When you make a what? When you make a mistake, Shako covers everything. But not when you do it on purpose. Shako doesn't cover anything, we said, when you do it on purpose. Remember? Doesn't cover Adam and Eitz. And that's exactly what I would add a Havamina. I would add a Havamina that doesn't work just when it's a mistake. I would add a havamina that works even on bread. Kamash money doesn't work on what? Doesn't work on the bread. That's what Pnei Yoshua says. What'd you say? Yes, it is a mistake, but not if I have kavanah to do it. But even if I did, I'm yotzei. No, but Rashi. So that's what I would think. I would think that what, and since Shako covers everything, but even I would think that if it wants to work on pas, to work on pas. The Chiddush is telling this that it only works when it's a mistake. When it's not a mistake, it doesn't work. This Mishnah is we're not talking about a mistake. Your birach up a paris, patas up a paris. How does the answer to the kasha? What do we say the two kashas were? What's the chiddush of what? What's the chiddush of parparis doesn't pot or pass? Chiddush is that I would have thought Jocko works on everything. Kamash not. And then it answers also why what? Why Shaka works on what? Why Shaka works on Mazinus, right? Why does Shaka work on Mazinus? Lamaisa, how could Shaka work on Mazinus? Because when you want to work it, Lamaisa, when you want to work it, you're asking good, Sam. How does that work, you mean? We said Rashi says I thought it doesn't work, Lamaisa. So I would say like this, Sam. It's a bit of a chiddush what I'm saying, but I think it makes sense. Shahako will work on a mezainis when you want it to work. Shahako, when you want it to work, even in Rashi's eyes, Rashi said Shahako will not work on Eitz, will not work on Adamu when you want to do it lechachila. But the evidence works, right? If you made a mistake, but I'm saying if you want to proactively have kavana on Shahako on something, remember we said according to Rashi it doesn't work. So maybe Mizonos is different. Because Mizonos and Shaka are our twins. They're both bracha kolalises.
Then it's Sira on Rashi, because Rashi said before that
it's not. No, we said Rashi said that Shaka and the chicken potters the Mizonos.
Rashi said before about men that
right, but what was Rashi talking about over there? He was talking about Hadam and Aetz. I'm saying to you that if it's a Mizonos, the bracha kolalis is, and that's why it would be good. That's why I'm saying that would answer that kasha. Okay? That would answer by Chitcha Mishnah, and that will answer the kasha. That will also answer this kasha as well, Poshup Shad. Okay? You don't like that? I mean, I like it because Mizonos, I don't like it because I just said it. Right? I would like it because you say good svaras too. I'm saying the Mizonos and Shahako are they're like twins, because they're the bracha kolalis archetypical. Shahako just has one up over Mizonos because it's good on salt and water, whereas Mizonos is not. But that's what I'm saying to you. You follow me? I'm saying that's the Chiddush, Lomaisa comes out. Because if you look at that Rashi in Memalev, he was talking about Adam over there in Eitz. You remember that? He wasn't talking about Birch Alilin, Adam Eitz, Hanimil Chadmin, Tomon, right? You remember that? He was saying only when you make a mistake. So I'm saying that Shaka and Mizonos are on the same plane, and maybe that's what it means. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Mishnah comes to Mimotzi from this Tos. Kind of like a Birch Alilin Mimotzi, then Maska Aval, right? That's what Rashi said over there. Even though Rashi was talking about Adam and Eitz, but that's what I would say. Okay? So it's not going to say, so Lomaisa, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying that Shahako patas you on what? Mishnah is saying Shahako patas you on the Shahako of chicken and fish, patas you on the Mizonos of that. So maybe this is what you have to say, that someone who says, it doesn't pot or pass, but it does pot to the mezainis. That's what I would say, halacha l'maisa. Okay? All right. So get that down in your notes, my addition, in order to flesh out that answer. Because otherwise, you're right, Sam. It's not going to answer that kasha. Okay, number four. Pnei Yoshua says a third answer. It's amazing. Please get it. This is his third answer. His third answer. Pnei Yoshua the Pnei Yoshua says like this. The Mishnah Bechadish, when you eat fruit, liquor, Suda, it doesn't pot or pass me din tuffle. Bread is never tuffle, except in what case? When you don't want to eat bread at all and just eat it stam, or what? Or you don't want to be damaged by the Peris Genusar. Remember that? So that whole case, so you don't want to be damaged by the hearing, so you have the Peris Genusar. So that stuff's so sweet, you need the bread to offset that because you don't want to get hurt by the hearing. So the Rabbah says the same thing in the Rambam. So does that answer both kashas? You're eating the Suda, the Paris liquor Suda. So the bread is not Pater Midin Tafel. So if the bread is not patur din tafel, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So how does that answer up why shahakol? How does that answer up why shahakol? What do you say? What do you say, Lamaisa? I don't know if this is going to answer that, Kasha. I'm not sure that maybe the first two only answer. Maybe you don't have to say what I said the third. Maybe the first two answer up, that's it. How is this going to answer that? How is shahakol, the chicken and fish, going to be mati on the other what? On the other, you know what I mean? I don't think all five of these answers are going to answer that kasha. Only the two, it's answering the, these five answers answer the second kasha, but they don't answer what? They don't answer the first kasha. Only the first two of the five. Okay, so I'm going to take back what I said about the third one. I'm going to take back what I said about the third one. I think you might be right, Sam. Maybe the shakal doesn't take care of the mizonos. Yeah? Even though it could be what I'm saying is right. But Lamaisa, I think it's more like what Sam's saying. So only the first two of the five answer up the first kasha and answer the second kasha. These are all five answers that answer the second kasha. It also answers the first two.
It just doesn't seem like it would be by accident, no?
No. This is being done on purpose in the Mishnah. Yeah. Right. So you got this? So what's the fourth answer? Pnei Yeshua says the chiddush is that bread, I would think, would not work in a kind of tafel because what? Bread is only never tafel unless you just don't want to eat the bread, you're just eating it stam, or water to offset something. So that's why the parparis is not pata the pas, but you're eating the paris liquor asuda, so I would thought the pas is what? I would thought the pas is considered to be what? Tafel. So if the pas is tafel, maybe what? That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, let the parparis be what? Let the parparis pot to you in the what? Pot to you in the suda. Pot to the pas. Because the pas is not getting it done, Lamaisa. But the question is, how does that answer shaka with mezainis? So I don't know if it's answering that. And then number five, with me? What's number five? What's number five, guys? What do you say? What's number five? The tzlach says that Rashi is amazing. Get this down. Rashi holds parparis means mizonos, and it doesn't mean chicken and fish. Rashi just meant chicken and fish to say they eat them in a suda. Wow. He never meant to say that what? That the parparis are really chicken and fish. He just meant to say these are eaten in a suda. So he quoted chicken and fish, which are eaten in a suda. But of course he holds their pastries.
He said parparis, lancha lavila, kigon, peri,
the dog. Yeah, he says kigon.
Yeah, kigon.
The kigon is saying these are things that are eaten in the meal. Why? Not that parparis means that. This is the tzlach, Sam. This is the tzlach.
I hear
you're difficult with it, but that's what I don't think it's so bad. It's kigon. The examples are if things are eaten in the middle of a meal. He wants the taina lamaisa that the things that are eaten in the middle of the meal, right? The things that are eaten in the middle of the meal. Lamaisa, you might not have a mina that maybe they should pot to the bread. Maybe they should pot the bread because they're all blended in part of the meal. Right? It's also a type of bread. Right? It's also a type of bread. Kamashmuan, what? Kamashmuan, not. That's what he wants to say. Now, this fifth answer does answer the first kasha. Because what did Nate ask? How could shakal, the chicken and fish, promote? He's not talking about chicken, fish. That's what the tzlach says. I don't think it's nuts. I don't think it's nuts to say. It's lach. Come on, it's lach. It's lach. I love it also. It's lach. It's lach, guys. Come on. It's lach with the Prince of Tyre, Chief Rabbi of Prague. He says, Kigon just things looking for things to eat. Nate, you missed that. You want me to say it again? But the fifth answer that we gave, we're saying only of the five answers, the second kasha. The first, second, and fifth answer up your kasha. Not all five answer up the first kasha. I wanted to say the third also, but it's a bit of a chiddush of mine. Sam argued on it, but I still think I might be right. That shahakol and mezonos are two sides of the coin, and shahakol can pater mezonos. But shahakol can't cover hadam and aitz, like Rashi said over there, if you make a mistake. Shahakol only works when you make a mistake. Hadam only works on aitz when you make a mistake. But now we do it proactively. But if you do it proactively, shahakol with the mezonos, it will work. That was my chiddush. Because they're both like bracha mezonos. What's the difference? Shahakol works on water and salt, mezonos doesn't. So they're on the same. If I ask you, give me the two bracha kolelises, the answer is shaka and mezonos. Shaka is even more powerful. Okay. The fifth answer is when he says dagim and pargos, he doesn't mean parpals. He doesn't mean that they're parparos. He means those are things that are eaten in suda. Parparos are eaten in suda. When he says kigon, he means what? Kigon, chicken and fish, they're eaten in the suda. So parparos and him are pastries, not chicken and fish. So no one likes that, but I like it. The school liked it. Usher hasn't conveyed his opinion. Okay.
I feel like the slach's
walking in the room, and he's asking you guys, "I can't believe you guys, Lomaisa." Shmuel and us, he's applauding, Lomaisa. What'd you say? Okay. All right. Okay. I don't think it's. What's Kigo? Kigon are the things you eat in the middle of a suda. No. Mine, Oakland, parpos, period. And what are parpos? Kigon, things that are eaten in the middle of a meal. Right? Mevi liftan parpos, lamshka suda, lamshka chila. Kigon, pargos with dagim, which are eaten in the meal. So do parparos or what?
You don't know what's eaten in the middle of a meal.
All right. Okay, I hear what you're bothering.
My question is,
I hear what you're bothering. That's what the slot says. Yeah, go ahead.
You're saying that parpos are
minimizonos, are only minimizonos.
Not on the middle meal. Still.
No, they're eaten like they're eaten, you know, part of the meal, the mice. They're eaten in the part of the meal before and afterwards.
Parpos and dagim are parparos, which is Muslim.
No. Dagim and parpos are examples of food eaten betok suda.
Which
could be before. No, they're not parpos. Parpos are eaten, are pastries. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, Usher, go ahead. Usher's weighing in. Go ahead.
Look at what it says immediately after the Dagim Parvio.
Yes.
Nachar Kachim is being a shofar.
Yes.
The words say bring the shofar.
Yes.
The table is the one that has a suit on.
Right. So you think that's hard to say? I don't know. Why can't you say l'hamshich achila though? It's focusing on l'hamshich achila to whet your appetite, l'maisa.
If you're going based on your pshat, there's different tables. There, according to that pshat, there was also things that said.
There were hors d'oeuvres. Okay, I hear what you guys are bothered by. So please get that down. Let's summarize now. Five answers to the second kasha. 1, 2, and 5 we're using also to answer Nate's kasha. I also wanted to say 3. So let's summarize it now. Ready? We asked, Lomaisa, and we're still in the middle of the Tisus, okay? After we summarize, we finish it up, and then we got to close. The kasha we had was twofold. Number one, Nate asked, what on earth is going on here? Parpos in the beginning is chicken and fish, sheshako. How's that going to cover the parpos at the end, which is pastries? That's a mazonos. That was one kasha. Second kasha was, what bechlal is the chiddush of the Mishnah that parparos doesn't pater pas? Of course it doesn't pater pas. Mishnah needed mechadish that? Nothing's pater pas. So we said the 5 answer, the second kasha, 1, 2, and 5 answer up Nate's first kasha. We want to even argue 3. What are the 5 answers? First 3 are said by Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua said all 3 of the first 3 answers along with who? Piskei Rid. Yes, I'm sorry. No, the Piskei Rid was the first answer. What was the Piskei Rid's answer? Someone tell me. Shako Pata's what? Everything? We would think everything, yes? Right? And what does the Mishnah say? That even though a Pater's what? Things that are Tzorach Suda, it doesn't Pater what? Pas. Does Pater Parperis, but it doesn't Pater Pas. That's one answer. That answers both Kashas, because that's the Chiddush that what? That Shahako really covers everything, halacha l'maaseh. When you want it to cover everything, it will cover, even the mizonos. Number 2, what's 2? The Bach and the Pnei Yehoshua. What's the answer? The Rashi is Kigon. What's Kigon mean? What is Kigon? They're just examples, but the pastries are also the ones before. So the pastries, the ones before, mizonos covers mizonos, and Shahako covers Shahako. They have to be on the same page. Pnei Yehoshua says the same thing, and the Sefer Lashon HaZav says that's what Rashi was relying on, l'maaseh. Rashi only tells you that it means what? Parparis is mizonos. You got it? And then answers Nate's kasha, it's really not shakam, it's mizonos, I'm mizonos. And answers the second kasha, that what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Chiddush of the Mishnah is that what? Is that anything that comes to what? Pater, the tzorach suda pater, except for bread, it doesn't get the job done. Lomai, so they gotta be what? They gotta be bread, okay? It's not coming to lafas of pas, that's why it's called a parparis. So that's the chiddush, Lomaisa. The chiddush is that you would have thought it covers everything. No, chiddush is it doesn't cover the pas. Third answer. What's the third answer? Excellent. What does he say? That was the second answer, Pnei Yehoshua. That what? When you say shaka works in everything. Terence is, no, it only works if you make a mistake. Only one that doesn't make a mistake. So Lomaisa doesn't pater pas. And I wanted to say it does pater mizonos when you do it on purpose because there's two bracha klolos. Sam wanted to say it doesn't answer that kasha. And then the fourth answer was the Mishnah saying that the peiros were the ikar suda. The bread is just what? The bread is just tofel. Kamashman never can be. Bread is only tofel when you don't really want to eat the bread, or you're doing it so you don't want to be damaged by something. So I'd have a havamina. Lomai said that the Mishnah's Mechadish, even the Peres Iker Suda, still doesn't pater the pas. Rabbah says the same thing in the Rambam. And number five, which we're saying does answer both, the Tzlach says he doesn't mean what? He doesn't mean what? Amazing. He doesn't mean what? He doesn't mean that parparos are what? It doesn't mean that dagim and parparos are what? It just means those are examples. Chicken and fish are eaten tof the Suda. Or beginning or afterwards are connected with the Suda. But really the pastries are the one, and that would answer what? The Chiddush of the Mishnah? Because parparos, lamaisa, are pastries, but they don't pater the pas. Maybe I would have thought they would because they're mini mizonos. And also would answer Nate's question that he really wasn't referring to shahako, he was referring to mizonos. So those are the five answers. Okay, finish up the Tysus. Go ahead inside. Go ahead. He says, I don't like Rashi's definition of parparos meaning dog and bargios. Even though one of the answers we said Rashi's really holding like Tysus. Go ahead. Oh, it means dry bread. Pasnuma what daf? Lamentesim and alf on the bottom. Go ahead. It didn't have what? Doesn't have appearance of bread. The Marchino law. Oh, go ahead. Hashto. Oh, it's bread. It's a type of bread, but it still doesn't part of the main bread. Avagav? What do we say tisni was? Same thing as zaris, which is a fourth. So you'd have a havamina. These are different types of what? Breads? Kamash mwan, it doesn't. So what's the makosh rashi bin chanano? You have to pick it up with on Sunday. No, Sunday we got Purim. Monday. Monday we're going to have a lunch for Sudas Purim. Did you make the orders, Anay? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Just get a hamburger. Whatever.
We'll talk after.
Okay, fine. I'll get extra. We'll get extra. We'll get extra fries. Awesome stuff, guys. Okay? Tell me what you want extra. Wait, listen to this. What's a machlokas? What parparis is? Rashi says chicken and fish. What does Rabbeinu Tchanan say? What does he say, guys? Pasnuma. So I'd have a havamina. It's in the bread family. Maybe it would work. Tapata, kamashmana doesn't work. You got that? Now, which of the five answers did we say that Rashi is really like what? Really like Tysus? Which one? Which one of the five answers is Rashi's motive to Tysus? That it's considered to be what? Considered to be what? The second terrace, yeah. The second terrace, Rashi's only in Tysus, that prepares is really what? Is really Mizonos. When he said Kigon. So it comes out, you thought it was a Machlech Rashi, Tysus pulled the wool over our eyes. That's a Tysus thought. No, says the Pnei Hoshua. Beautiful in the Bach. And the Sefer Lashon HaZav says no Machlaikas. Rashi Lee agrees with Tysus. It's not a Machlaikas. Okay, have a wonderful day. Guys, 5:30, 5:45 Kabur, if you guys want to come. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eat a lot.